Thinking of Kanye, get well, Kanye. It's been a big week.
He apologised over the weekend.
Kanye, that has been a huge story. 20 minutes to 9 on the Fox. Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast.
You know, Fev, I've realised something about ISO and lockdown. I feel like there are people on the, I guess, the periphery of society who are going to take advantage of people in lockdown. Because when you're in lockdown and you're stuck at home and you're not really seeing many people and you might be a bit detached, you can start to, I guess, be vulnerable. And I think scam artists are out and about, and I think they're coming out in force, because twice on the weekend, actually Saturday night, I got two messages in my Instagram feed, in my DMs, and I actually shared them with you guys, because one of them I got panicked, and I'll read it out. It was from apparently from the Instagram Copyright Center. Now, this is how tired and emotional I was at the time. I did, like, the Instagram logo was in black and white. I mean, that should have been the giveaway.
It's an alarm bell, isn't it?
it wasn't in the right colors. But anyway, it said this. Hello, it appears your account is in violation of our copyright guidelines. Your account will be permanently deleted from our servers within 48 hours unless you give us feedback. If you think we will accidentally remove your account, click the link below and verify your Instagram account. Thanks, Instagram team. Now,
I would have fallen for that.
Well, you said, I quickly sent it to everybody in our team. And fortunately, and thank you, Mike and Shah, who wrote back. No, I mean, they were so polite about it, but no, look, that's just a guy called Daniel. If you look at his profile, it's not really his friend center. But in my defense, this guy who claims to be the copyright center has 15,000 followers.
Wow.
If anyone from Instagram's listening, can you not report that guy? Because he's hacking into accounts.
I got one on Instagram too, Boxy, for a lady sent me a message saying, I'd love for you to, I've looked at your profile, you've got an amazing Instagram, how would you like for your numbers to go up on Instagram, like more followers? Anyway, and then she wrote back, I wrote back, yeah, for free, because she wrote, we need your credit card, we need, it costs $5,000 for this, $10,000, but I just need your bank account details. And then I quickly deleted it, and I was like, I don't want to speak to her. She keeps writing back. She keeps trying to hit me up, but she's a scammer.
Well, as a community service announcement, if anyone's listening, never click the links, because clicking the link is how they sneak into your phone.
I'd love to get more followers.
And then you and I both within a minute of each other on Saturday night. It's a busy night for scammers on
Very
Saturday.
Busy. And by the way, if someone on this team needs more followers, it's me, not you two.
this guy.
But if you're going to get them for free, it just sounds like, okay, cool.
Yeah, fair enough.
We both got a message from a guy called Joseph, and he said he's doing it tough through the pandemic. He did acknowledge, he said, I know it's a billion chance in one that you'll see this and reply. But then he went on to say how tough he's doing it. And he's left his United Bank of Africa account details for us to put money in.
Thank you, Joseph.
I nearly
fell for it and gave him a couple of hundred. And then, I saw that you got the same one. I'm like,
Now, who could forget? Remember, Fev, a couple of months ago when I got this voicemail. Now, one thing, it's when you get an email or an Insta message, you can sort of go, I think it might be a dodgy thing. But when you get this voicemail, this is a bit scary.
Lawsuit case is getting filed under your name. The moment you receive this message, I want you to get back to me on my department division number 30182. Now, if we don't hear from you, we have to issue arrest warrant under your name and get you arrested, so get back to me as soon as possible. Thank you.
God, now, I'd nearly fall for that.
See, Feb, I laugh now, but I fully panicked when I got that. That's somebody saying you're going to be arrested. The vulnerable people can, there is a serious side to this. Right now is not the time to target us because we're all a little fragile. 131060, if anyone else has got any, if they've been scammed recently or scams we should look out for.
I heard
Feb,
one of
you do get targeted a bit.
Feb is always the victim of these scams, actually.
Yeah, but it's because I'm pretty gullible, I think. But I did write on our WhatsApp, Boxy, after that. I said I sent him a few dollars. And then I got a message from one Leon Shergren, and he said, I'm in need of some extra funds, and gave me his bank details.